Well, once a month in this congregation, we participate in communion. And you do not have to be a member of this congregation in order to participate. Thank you, my brother. As we participate, we do so with an open table. What means that is, it doesn't matter if you're a member here, but you must be a member of the body of Christ. Having given your life to Jesus and surrendered your life to Him, tradition does communion. But we're not after tradition. We're after an impartation of the freshness of His life. And when we go to 1 Corinthians, we read the scriptures that lead us in the teaching about what communion is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Normally I use as my text the New King James, but for understanding's sake, even making it more vivid, I'm going to read from the Message translation this morning, or the Message paraphrase. We look very carefully. We love the Message, but it is a paraphrase. So when you're looking to set doctrine, you go to your King James, your New American Standard, your New King James, and you use your text. But when we take a look at it, the paraphrases, they're there for our understanding. And we look very carefully. Is it accurate? And when we look through this one, this is a very accurate section of Scripture. Listen with interest. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 31. Let me go over with you again exactly what goes on in the Lord's Supper and why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master Himself and passed them on to you. The Master Jesus, on the night of His betrayal, took bread. And having given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, He did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master. You will be drawn back to this meal again and again until the Master returns. You must never let familiarity breed contempt. Anyone who eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Master irreverently is like part of the crowd that jeered and spit on Him at His death. Is that the kind of remembrance you want to be a part of? Examine your motives. Test your heart. Come to this meal in holy awe. If you give no thought, or worse, don't care about the broken body of the Master when you eat and drink, you're running the risk of serious consequences. That's why so many of you even now are listless and sick, and others have gone to an early grave. If we get this straight now, the Apostle says, we won't have to be straightened out later on. Isn't that vivid? So we celebrate. In this place, we celebrate Jesus. His body was broken. Bruised, battered. He went to the cross for you and for me, so you didn't have to and so I didn't have to. We do this in remembrance of Him. Aren't you grateful that He took your sins upon Himself? If you have asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to be your Lord and Savior, to forgive you of your sins, He has done just that, and what a gracious miracle it is. So we do this as the Eucharist, as the celebration before the Lord. Then He shed His blood. It wasn't a pretty picture. We've seen television versions and a movie version in the last several years that probably is a bit closer to what the real thing occurred. And that is a very graphic pouring out of His blood for you and me. That was the price for sin. And so thank God He took your sin and mine. And the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or removal of sin. So when you come to Him, and you say, "Jesus, wash me clean by your blood." It is a deeply meaningful, wonderful transaction that takes place when He looks at you and He says, "I'll do just that. I've already done it." So we do all this morning in remembrance of Him. Let's go to Him in prayer. Lord, we thank You that You are so good, so great, so marvelous, so wonderful. We don't have to be embarrassed about telling You publicly how much we love You. We love You, Jesus, because You first loved us. And we thank You for Your body broken for us. Thank You, Jesus, for taking our sins, our sorrows, our weaknesses, our griefs upon Yourself. Now, Lord, as we come in fresh surrender to You and do this in remembrance of You, we participate of Your broken body, and we thank You for saving us and redeeming us. In Jesus Christ. Let's all participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Precious Jesus, we are so full of gratitude and thanksgiving to you. Thank you, Lord. That's what we say. Thank you. Just lift your voice and say it to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, your blood shed for us, we are thankful that you washed us clean by the blood of Jesus, that we have a new covenant with you, ratified by the shedding of your blood. You died so we didn't have to. You were buried so we didn't have to be. You rose from the dead, and we thank you that we get to in Jesus. We give you praise and thanksgiving for your body broken and your blood shed for us in Jesus' name. Let's all participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving. Thank you for being so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
You are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Say that with me. You are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Again, you are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. One more time. You are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Amen.